the same. I'll say yes to your will, and I'll say yes to your way.
You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a nonprofit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper and be in good health even as your soul prospers.
Unto the Lord, for He.
As a 501c3 nonprofit ministry, all of your gifts are tax deductible. So go out to our website, www.whenchristianspeak.com. God bless you. Praise the Lord and Happy New Year, family, as we begin a new beginning for our calendar year 2022. Amen. Before we get started, let me just pray before I jump into Spoken in Love. And this is number 8. Praise God. Lord, we just thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, that you are in us, that you are with us every step of the way, even when we are unaware of you. It does not mean that you're not present. It does not mean that you're not moving on our behalf. We thank you. We thank you that you have loved us with an everlasting love, that you are faithful, that you are a God that will never lie, that your promises are yes and amen. And we thank you that you so loved us that you gave us your Son. So today, speak to us, Holy Spirit. Let us hear what you have for us as we end 2021 and we move forward into 2022. We thank you that you have already gone before us to prepare the way. We thank you that you are guiding us step by step, that you are ordering our steps, and we praise you. We thank you for a greater level of understanding today of the knowledge that you have given us. And I pray this in Christ Jesus' name. Amen and amen. So here we are on Spoken in Love number 8. And if you have not been with me, you can always go back out and listen to the prior Spoken in Love episodes. And I just want to encourage us to recognize the times that we are in and that the times have specific purposes for our lives and that God is taking everything that we are seeing that looks like it's coming against us. He's taking all of that and he's working it for good in our lives. And we have to lift our perspective to a place that we are able to see him moving and operating on our behalf, that we are open enough to see the opportunities, because fear is a blinding spirit. Anger is a blinding spirit. Bitterness, hatred, these are all blinding spirits. And we want to be able to see what the Lord has prepared for us. So I'm going to start reading a couple of, I'm going to start this off before I speak a little bit, and it's not going to be long today. I'm starting with a scripture out of 2 Peter 3:18. It says, "But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ." That is key. The Amplified says it this way, "But grow, spiritually mature in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ." So this is an ongoing process, this growing, this maturing in the grace, right? Grace is something that we cannot earn, but grace has been given to us through our Lord and Savior. He brought grace into the earth, and salvation, which is part of that grace, is not something that we can earn. It is something that is freely given to us from our Heavenly Father through His Son and through the Holy Spirit. So we are to grow in this grace, mature in this grace, understanding that this is something that He does, that He is perfecting us. He began this work in us, and He's going to perfect it. And what we need to do is grow spiritually mature in receiving this grace that has been given, and in accepting the knowledge that has been given of our Lord and Savior Christ Jesus. Really get to know our Lord and Savior Christ Jesus, because it says, as He is, so are we in this world. And as we get to know our Lord and Savior, at the same time, we are getting to know our Father, and we're getting to know the Holy Spirit, because they are one. Philippians, I'm going to start in chapter 1, verse 9 through 11, and it says, "And this I pray, that your love may abound more and more, displaying itself in greater depth." See, our love should be abounding more and more, growing deeper in real knowledge and in practical insight. In real knowledge and in practical insight. Verse 10 says, "So that you may learn to recognize and treasure what is excellent, identifying the best and distinguishing moral differences, and that you may be pure and blameless until the day of Christ, actually living lives that lead others away from sin, away from this spirit of being independent of God." Because that's the big sin. The big sin is that that God has left us, that God is denying us something. And that in order for us to get what we don't have, that we have to do it independent of God. Verse 11 says, "Filled with the fruit of righteousness, which comes through Jesus Christ." The fruit of righteousness, which comes through Jesus Christ, "to the glory and praise of God, so that His glory may be both revealed and recognize." We want God's glory to be both revealed and recognized. Lord, fill us. Fill us with the fruit of your righteousness that only comes through you, through knowing you, through being in relationship with you, Lord. That is what we want more of. That we're no longer children, that we're not being tossed to and fro. We're not acting out of our emotions. We're not acting as if you're not there and as if you don't care and as if you're not good. But we are mature, understanding our position in you, that you are in us, that you are with us, and that you are for us, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. This is the maturity that comes from growing in the grace and knowledge of you, and growing deeper in allowing your love in us to abound more and more in greater depths. In today's culture, which we cannot ignore because we are here in this world, we may not be of it, but we are here in this world, and there is purpose in our being here. And so the things that we see, we are not going to ignore it and bury our heads in scriptures and not deal with the people who are actually in bondage to what we see going on in the world and who are being impacted greatly by the division and the hatred that we see going on in the world. We are here to make a difference, and we can make a difference. Those of us who are awake, fully awake, awake to who we are, because this world has a way putting you to sleep, not only putting you to sleep, but and then placing you in a dream world that is not really real, that is not based on the reality of the gospel. And you operate in this dream world as if it's real, but it's not. And I thank God for the work of the Holy Spirit in waking us up out of this dream world. In today's culture, we are hearing a lot about social injustices and social justice. And I believe that this is the people of the world trying to express the love of God without his wisdom and without the knowledge of him. But instinctively, they know that love is the answer. They can't administrate it in the spirit because they have not awakened to the Spirit of God. Even though the intention is to express love to others through organizations and through policy, but if it's not connected to the Spirit of God, then it is going to have a lot of the flaws of man's thinking involved in it. And so the purity is not there. The purity that comes from moving in that agape love, the love of God, that kind of love that only comes from God, the love that doesn't judge, but it loves. Its nature is to love. Matthew 25:31-40. I want to read this because when I look at how the world is floundering, and there is a part of the world that is trying to do good, what they consider doing good, they are in support of programs that they believe will alleviate the pain and the suffering. Now, some of these programs may actually answer some of the natural needs, but we know, those of us who know the Lord, those of us who are fully awake to the Spirit of God, we know that it's not just natural food. We saw our Lord and Savior Jesus, or we've read about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, feeding the multitude spiritual food and then giving them natural food. So they need both. They need spiritual food and they need natural food. I believe God is pushing the body of Christ. He's allowing all the things that we see happening with the pandemic and just all the things that are happening in our government and all the conflicts and all the division. He is letting that drive us, the body of Christ, to that next place of demonstrating the love of God in the earth. Because it is time for us to make changes based on a deeper understanding, deeper knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus. So the knowledge that you already have it needs to go further. It needs to go deeper. The deep is calling out to the deep that is within us. And we need to step into this deep. Okay, let's see what Jesus is saying here in Matthew 25, 31 through 40. When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, then he will sit on his glorious throne. Before him will be gathered all the nations, and he will separate people one from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he will place the sheep on his right, but the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, and if you want to get a little bit more understanding about the separating sheep and goat, look into the natural, how shepherds, they separate because there is a difference in the behavior of sheep and the behavior of goats. There's a difference in how they eat and what they eat and where they eat. Verse 14 says, then the king will say to those on his right, come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was a stranger and you welcomed me. I was naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison and you came to me. Then the righteous will answer him saying, now who are the righteous? The ones who have received the righteousness of Christ Jesus, because righteousness comes through him. So those of us who have accepted the righteousness of Christ Jesus will answer him saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? And when did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? And when did we see you sick or in prison and visited you? And the king will answer them, truly, I say to you, as you did it to one of the least of these, my brothers, you did it to me. So we see here that the Lord is telling us that he is connected to the human race. He is not separated, because when we do something for mankind, whether it's feeding them, clothing them, whatever it is, giving them love and attention, whatever it is that we do to our brothers who are the least among us, the Lord is saying that we are doing it to him. It's the same thing. So when we touch the hearts of man with our kindness and with our patience, we're also touching the heart of our Lord and Savior. And we must remember that. We must remember that. And that, see, that's what the world does that. It clothes and feeds and go visiting people in the prison. They stand up for injustices and in trying to protect them and concern about their well-being. But the only difference is that they don't see the connection between doing that and our Lord and Savior, our Creator. We don't see that that's all connected, because they haven't awakened yet. They haven't awakened from the sleep. Let's go down to Romans. Well, not down, but over to Romans chapter 2. And I'm going to start in 17. It says, but if you call yourself a Jew and rely on the law and boast in God and know his will and approve what is excellent, because you are instructed from the law, and if you are sure that you yourself are a guide to the blind, a light to those who are in darkness, an instructor of the foolish, a teacher of children, having in the law the embodiment of knowledge and truth, you then who teach others, do you not teach yourself? So he's saying, whatever you're preaching at others, whatever you're teaching, you should be teaching yourself as well. Let me go on. While you preach against stealing, do you steal? You who say that one must not commit adultery,
Do you commit adultery? You who abhor idols, do you rob temples? You who boast in the law, dishonor God by breaking the law. For as it is written, the name of God is blasphemed among the Gentiles because of you. So basically, he is admonishing us not to be hypocrites. We can't apply the law to others, and yet we do not keep it. There is a scripture, I think maybe I have read it, but it basically says that the people of the world who do not even know the law, they don't even know God's law, but by instinct, they fulfill the law. You know why? Because they're operating in love. They're operating in love. They don't even know God's law. How much more us who know God's law should be expressing even greater love in the world today? We cannot express our love through politics. Politics is man-made, and it wasn't designed, a political system. It wasn't designed to express God's love. God's government is on the shoulders of our Lord and Savior Christ Jesus. And I know for a lot of us, it's difficult to, or it, we're just not certain how we should respond to social injustice. But look at the example that our Lord and Savior Christ Jesus set. He did not stay quiet at the injustices that he saw being done to people. And it moved him into action. Not only was he giving them the spiritual food, but he was giving them the natural food. And last week, I think I talked about Acts, in Acts 4, the first century Christians, how they moved on the spiritual principle that none of them should suffer lack because of God's abundance, God's provision. So I may be a steward over property and land and money, but everything belongs to God. I belong to God, and anything that I acquire while I'm here belongs to God. And they could not move in their faith while those who sat around them lacked. They addressed that need. They came together and they addressed that need. And until we address the log that's in our eye, there's no way that we can take the splinter out of the eye of the our brothers who are still in the world, who are still sleeping. They're sleeping. But we who are awake are being blinded by this log that's in our eye, which is stopping us from coming together. Why is there still division in the body of Christ? Why are we still operating in our own little walls? Why are we still attacking one another just because our doctrine and theology does not work, but in some cases, it may not be working for you, because if your life isn't changing, obviously that doctrine and that theology is not enough because you're not really being transformed. But we allow doctrine and theology to separate us, and we say some very hateful things to one another, and we're quick to label one another and set up this division and make another group the other. And in order for us to deal with the social injustices in the world, we need to deal with the social injustices within the church. And we have to first acknowledge that it's there, that we have not come together, that we still have brothers and sisters who are going to church every Sunday, and yet they're still racist. Still they have fears and opinions, negative opinions about other races, when there's really only one race, and that's the human race. And in the body of Christ, it has become very clear that there is neither male nor female, because we have even problems with that. We want to say that only males should do this, and this is what females should be doing within the body of Christ. And clearly, we've been instructed that there's neither male nor female, slave nor master in the body of Christ. And we have yet to mature to that place that we're embracing one another, even in our differences within the body of Christ. Every part of the body is not an arm. Every part of the body is not a leg. Every part of the body is not an eye. Every part of the body is not an ear or a mouth. And they're all different, but they all serve a purpose. And when they're all working together as one body, how great and how powerful is that? So in order for us to effectively address what our brothers and sisters are suffering in the world, those who are still asleep, in order for us to address their issues, they need to be able to see Jesus Christ operating through us. How can we reveal something that we're not even living ourselves? Not saying that we have to have perfect behavior or anything, but the fact that we haven't even done the main thing, which is to love one another unconditionally. Not judge one another, but love one another unconditionally. That has to happen in the body of Christ. How can we not have healing among those who would be divisive, use divisive language, who would use a platform within the body for something other than the good news, but for specific agendas? It's time for us to see that we can't move forward fragmented the way we are. We've got to grow up, and we need to mature, and we need to help those who haven't matured. We can't just ignore them as though they don't exist, because some of those broken people within the body of Christ are going to Washington, and out of their brokenness, they're speaking to the people of the world. They're judging them and condemning them, and they are saying that they have the answer. Praise the Lord for what the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord is doing. We will get it. We will all wake up, and we will get it. Father, I thank you. I thank you that you have kept us this year. There are those of us who have laid their physical bodies down this year, but we know that physical death is not loss of life. Life goes on. When we're here on this planet, we need this physical body in order to operate in this atmosphere. So our bodies can be kill. Man can kill us, these physical bodies, but they can't really kill us because we are spirit beings. I thank you that we wake up to see that we are all connected on this planet. There is nothing that happens on this planet like pollution, bad roads, things going wrong with our crops, because we have destroyed the earth and we've put so much poison into the earth and mistreated the earth and mistreated animals, that it's groaning and travailing, waiting for us to wake up and recognize who we are as the sons of God. I thank you, Lord, for your Spirit. I thank you that your words are life. You are the living word, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for the work that you're doing in our lives. I thank you. We trust in what is going on in that unseen realm, because we know that your ways are higher, and your thoughts so far above our way of thinking. But we trust you. We don't even have to understand everything other than the fact to just know in our hearts that you are good, that we are never separated from you. Even if we make our beds in hell, behold, you are there. You are faithful, even when we are faithless. We thank you. We thank you. And it's in Christ Jesus' name we pray. So God bless you all, and I thank God for you. Continue to know that He is with you and He is for you, and that He will never leave you. He will never forsake you, and that He is good. And if it's not good, it's not from Him, because it's always good. He is good. Every good and perfect gift only comes from Him. Well, God bless you, and don't forget Friday Night Joy with Pastor Ray Rose, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. See you in, well, I'll be communing with you in spirit in 2022. Bye.